Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
If you go to WGNradio.com, there's our virtual kettle. We're raising money again for the Salvation Army. You'll see me with the bell. If you click there, you can make a donation. It's November 1st. Our campaign starts now with this conversation. In our studio is Leora Conway, who is the Director of Business for the Salvation Army's Adult Rehabilitation Centers and Family Stores. Leora, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me
here.
Welcome
back to GN. You and I bumped into each other a few years ago when we were ringing the bell in the cold.
Yes, absolutely.
Although, while bell ringing still happens outdoors, physical bell ringing, virtual bell ringing, virtual kettles is a big deal now, isn't it?
It sure is. It actually gives the donor the ability that no matter where they are, they can donate, especially with the move to online shopping. So I think back in the day, everyone would go out and shop, go to their favorite Marshall Fields and see the kettle and ring the bell or give to our Christmas campaign. Now you can do it from the comfort of your home or your office.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing. You're still supporting your community no matter where you are.
Plus, you don't have as much cash, it seems, in your pocket as we used to have. And by the way, my virtual kettle today is up and running. So you can make a donation. If you go to WGNradio.com, right there on our front page, you'll be able to see a link to my virtual kettle. Our goal is $11 million this year, and we're going to see how far we can go. More about that in a little bit. But let's just talk a little bit about what you all do. If I give to the Salvation Army, how does that benefit your services?
Well, the Salvation Army is so wonderful in the fact that every single community has the programs and services it needs. So when you're donating in your, and helping people in your own backyard. So it may be a homeless shelter, it may be an after-school program, or a music program, or a food pantry. So this way, when you give money, you're really helping those around you.
When I go to the stores, people donate to the stores. This is your area of expertise,
yes, absolutely.
Right? And then the items are sold to those volunteers or employees that work there?
So we have employees working there, but the money goes back to the Adult Rehabilitation Center. So what this supports is to give people a new lease on life. It's a second chance. The same way you're giving your clothing or your furniture or whatever you're donating a new lease on life, you're also providing a new lease on life for those who come through our Adult Rehabilitation Center and seek a new life.
The rehabilitation from drugs and alcohol, is that it?
Yes, all sorts of addiction. But when they come, they know that they have a home and they have a new trajectory in their life. We show them what it is.
How does that work? How long are people there? Is it indefinite? Is it a program?
It's approximately 6 months. It's a program. Even when someone graduates, they can still get services throughout the Salvation Army. We connect them with whether it's the core, the local community. We make sure that they have wraparound holistic services to continue their growth.
It says here, in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, Leora was left with nothing. She had no electricity and no idea where my next meal would come from.
Yeah, so Hurricane Sandy in 2012, October 28th, it hit. It was actually the day of my sister's wedding. So we went to the wedding. It was kind of bittersweet. It was exciting. She was getting married, but we knew that the hurricane was on the way, and a lot of people came in from out of town. We had to end the wedding a little bit early, and I was driving back over the bridge to Brooklyn where I lived, and I lived right by the water. And then the rain started coming, and then my house started flooding, and I said, oh my goodness. Now, I wasn't a believer at the time. I actually grew up in an Orthodox Jewish household, and about when I was in high school, I realized that, or I thought to myself that this isn't for me, I don't believe in God, and I'm just going to live my enjoyable life. Well, when this happened, I started, of course, freaking out, right? As is normal, you have your house flooding, you don't know what you're going to do. So I started crying out, God, why did you leave me? What's going to happen? I have no electricity. Am I going to get electrocuted? How do I leave this place? So when things started subsiding, I ended up being able to leave the house, but it was partially submerged. And of course, you couldn't stay there. It was dangerous.
It wiped you out? Did you lose your belongings?
Lost everything. And I started walking outside, walking for miles. Now there's no electricity. In fact, the aquarium nearby, you had animals from the aquarium out on shore. That's how bad it became. So I just kept walking. I didn't know where I was going. And suddenly I see a Salvation Army truck. Now I knew nothing about the Salvation Army at that point. I didn't know we were a church. I didn't know all the programs. I didn't know our stores, anything. But they were giving out cleaning supplies and warm food. And at that point, I was desperate. And I said, I'm just going to take whatever it is, right? And I never forget that story. Now, I was a little more fortunate than some other people because I was able to go and be with my parents. So I didn't have to go to a shelter. However, that story stuck with me, and I realized that Salvation Army was something special. Now, a couple years later, I moved to Chicago, and I was looking for a job. And I saw the Salvation Army needed a temporary employee in the development department during Christmas. So I said, well, I can do that. So I applied and I got that post and I was there. And after Christmas season was over, the director of development came over to me and said, well, we'd like to hire you on full time. And then there was an opening in public relations. And I moved over to oversee communications and the PR. And that was back in 2017. And I've now been with the Salvation Army ever since in different roles.
When you do what you do, when you see people's lives change, when you interact with the clients of the Salvation Army, what do you see? How does that make you feel?
It's a wonderful feeling because I always think about the fact that you should never underestimate the difference you can make in someone else's life. And I think whoever was giving out food or cleaning supplies that day didn't realize that they were actually going to change the trajectory of my life. I was in real estate development and marketing beforehand in the corporate world, and I never thought I was going to leave. I was working at Rockefeller Center. I loved it. And I didn't see my life taking a turn like that. And I can't imagine my life in any other way. And so when we assist other people, we raise funds for people that are in need, we really can change their life. It might be one meal. It might be a music program. It might be giving them a place to live. And you just never know what that might do for the person in the terms of their life.
And it's funny, too, because I've talked to a number of clients of the Salvation Army and Salvationists. And you never know when that window's going to be open, when they will be available for assistance or for God or for a change in their life. But it's funny how sometimes everything just lines up. Right when the need is, there's the Army truck. Wow, that was important to me. Wow, that helped me. And even if you don't end up working for the Salvation Army, you can be a whole person again.
I think it's about seeing the person and showing dignity and respect. A lot of times when someone's down and out, they're already feeling bad about themselves, and they need that person to show them what it is that what the potential is that they have. And when I was overseeing PR at the Salvation Army at the divisional headquarters, one day I went to do a story at the Norwich Corps regarding their food pantry. They were having food for pets. Now, I'm a huge pet fan. I love dogs. And I knew that they were helping dogs too. So I said, let me do the story. It's interesting. And I went and I met with Pamela Church Pryor, the community ministries director at Norwich. And she was speaking with this woman, Grace. And I was listening in. She didn't realize that I was there. I arrived early. And she said to Grace, I'll come with you. I'll be there. I don't want you to go by yourself. And I'm listening and thinking, what is she talking about? And from the context, I realized that Grace's husband was in hospice. And Pamela's telling her, I'll come with you. I'll help you out. I'm not going to make any decisions for you, but I'll be there for you. And I said at that point, I want to be part of this family. This is exactly where I need to be. And I've been attending the Norwich Citadel ever since. Mm. And that really was another big catalyst in my life where I said, this is where I belong. I can make a difference.
Well, I'm just thinking now about people who are hearing you and thinking, I could go online, go to WGNradio.com. I can make a contribution to the John Williams WGN Radio virtual kettle. And it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow. And you know, the Salvation Army really has real expenses, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's my recollection, my understanding is that everything is budgeted, you know, and they have an annual need. And if they don't meet budget, then services don't get provided. So this isn't a sort of vague charitable donation you're throwing into the wind. It really is doing very specific things for individuals, isn't it?
Absolutely. And while my story is unique to me, it's not unique to others, because you can ask so many people how the Salvation Army changed their life, and there will be, each one has their own story of how they came to the Salvation Army. What we do with the thrift stores, it supports the Adult Rehabilitation Center. In fact, we're actually opening up another one this Friday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. in Evanston at 2424 Oakton Street. And this will allow us to provide a new lease on life for so many more people as we grow. And also this helps others to get rid of their whatever they don't want anymore, but still has life in it.
Plug for the stores. Anything else you want to tell us about them? Donations you do or don't take? What
Absolutely.
Do you need?
Absolutely. We need everything. Whatever you can provide, we can use. We can help others with your blessing.
But then the way the stores work are people donate things, other people that come in and purchase the things.
Yes.
And the money goes to the various services.
To the Adult Rehabilitation Center, yes, absolutely.
Clothes, furniture.
Clothes, furniture, housewares, you name it, electronics, everything.
Is there a website we should send people to find the Salvation Army store near them?
Yes, so it's www. shopsastores.org.
Oh, really? Shopsastores.org.
In fact, we also have online shopping.
Really?
As well. We started e-commerce, yes. And so now, this is another thing. You can, while you're donating to your kettle, you should also come and shop at our stores. Go to shopsastores.org.
You also told me about a trip you took to South America. Is that right?
Yes. So I went to Chile about a year ago, and it was amazing to see the Salvation Army in other countries, because the Salvation Army doesn't just enter a community and put down roots and decide what they're going to do, or that they think that they know best. They actually do need studies and check to see what it is that is needed. So in Chile, they may have Salvation Army schools, orphanages, hospitals. And in the Chicagoland area, we have other programs that fit the community. We won't duplicate services. We make sure that the money really goes to where the greatest need is, so we can help the most people doing the most good.
I was just going to call that up, because that's not just a saying, although that is a line for the Salvation Army. I've always been impressed with how practical or pragmatic it is. Like, certainly it's a church, it's spiritual, it's about living a Christ-like life, but then it's nuts and bolts, it's feet on the ground.
Yes, and the Salvation Army, everyone knows about doing the most good, but it really is heart to God, hand to man.
So the need on the north side might be different than the need on the south side.
Absolutely.
Might be different than the services you provide on the west side.
Yes, and we are constantly reevaluating that to make sure that we are really servicing the needs of the community.
I think that means you're good stewards of the money, too. I mean, I spoke a moment ago about how it's a budgeting process. It's a business, but the business is serving people, and you have to be smart about it.
Absolutely. Every dollar counts, because every dollar can make a difference in someone else's life.
And you can go to WGNradio.com to make a donation and help that whole process work even more efficiently than it already does. Leora Conway is the Director of Business for the Salvation Army's Adult Rehabilitation Centers and Family Stores. Leora, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a wonderful day.